This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My best friend, and I love you, and I love you, yes I do.
Lives matter, life, and all of its fullness is happening right now with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, Monday the 25th, last Monday of the month. Good God, where is the time going? good goodness gracious me.
I might blame you for this.
How's that? Blame me
well,
for
I
what?
Think because I remember, I think it was Memorial Day, and you started saying, well, it's 4th of July almost, and then it'll be the end of the summer, and then it's Christmas.
Right. Merry Christmas,
up.
Everybody.
Yeah, you sped us up.
All right. The folks at Enterprise Rent-A-Car, I've said this any number of times on the air. I use them. They are the car rental company of choice for me. I like the way they, in most cities, not all cities, I find some of the employees in Boston pretty obnoxious. I use the Los Angeles Enterprise Rental Car outlet probably more than any other. They are, depending on the time of day, well-staffed. But here's something that has nothing to do with any particular office, but it does, I think, give you an insight into the kind of people that they hire. A simple act of kindness toward a mother of twins. It's a great, great story. But by the way, I think there's a lot of social media commentary on this, Victoria. Twitter at Good Day Show, by the way. The story of Cody Vincent, who posted a photo on Facebook of an Enterprise Rent-A-Car employee named John Goodlett. John holding one of her twins. In the caption, she explained that Goodlett helped her with more than just a car rental. She writes, quote, "While he helped me with my rental because of a hit-and-run accident, he held one of my twin sons, as I don't have a double stroller, one of the more compassionate and caring people I've met. We need more people like John who went the extra step." So this Cody Vincent decided to encourage others to be as selfless as John was. Hashtag be a John, added that to her post, which has since gone viral with a couple of 100,000 reactions and about 23,000 shares. Cody said she was shocked her post became so popular, and that she simply wanted to highlight that Goodlett's a good person. His gesture meant so much to her as the mother of twins. She says, "Daily tasks that used to be simple are no longer that way when you have two babies who can't independently walk yet." So this Facebook post caught the eye of Enterprise. And last week, the company posted that it was giving Cody Vincent a double stroller for her twins, and that a surprise was in the works for Goodlett. John said, quote, "I'm a twin myself, and that was instinctual. I understood that she needed somebody to help her out." So, nice story. It is not a beautiful story, but it's a good story, and it gives us the opportunity, a moment, if you will, thinking about what may have happened over the weekend. You look back at the Republican National Convention and all the attention that it got, positive and negative. And you look at the Democratic National Convention that starts this week in as much turmoil as the Republicans started last week. The Republicans don't have a corner on turmoil. The reality is that the political system in our country is in an upheaval because people are tired of being treated or pushed around, and yet the looking through the glass, if you will, what is the, what's the Alice in Wonderland, through the looking glass?
Yes.
Isn't that what it is?
Yeah.
So when you go through the looking glass, and you see how dismayed so many people are with these subplots, this egomaniac Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who basically tried to make Bernie Sanders go away, and he didn't, and therefore, because he didn't go away, she's going away, which is appropriate, especially when you look at all of the things, including the fart in, that'll start today at the Democratic National Committee.
I forgot about the fart in.
Oh, how can you forget about the fart in? That'll be the highlight of the event. Well, depending on your point of view, I guess, much as anything else. But it just is the character of these characters, which is really what we're talking about, and the misuse of power, which is something that I believe we all feel, regardless of what our stripes are. We feel that's why both sides, the Democrats and the Republicans, had candidates that represented that anger. And Bernie Sanders, even though he has unified with Hillary Clinton, is not exactly discouraging some of the holdouts in his movement. I think that's a good way of explaining it, don't you think, Victoria? He's not exactly encouraging people to do rah-rah Hillary. It's not rah-rah Hillary time.
It's sort of his silent protest, I think.
Yeah, not so silent.
Well, but he's not telling them not to. He's not discouraging them. So, yeah, no. I think it's his. He's just going to let things unfold.
Yeah, as well they ought to.
Yeah.
We're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. John Kerry has talked in a way in which only he can sort of communicate something that he says is related to heat that may be as big a threat to the world as Daesh. That story up next year as we welcome a new week. Everybody embrace a new week. Ah.
Ah.
Ah. 14 past the hour. 13.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings Event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's 16 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. So we have this big heat wave scorching our country. It was 100 degrees plus all weekend long on the farm here. My children both told me on Saturday and Sunday it was easily 100 degrees plus in on both sides of the hill. The temperatures and the fire, there was a fire north of Malibu, 6,000 acres burned, and it so darkened the sky. I was talking to some friends of mine who live south in the San Pedro, Long Beach area, and the sky was as weird and eerie. It looked like a bad movie. It looked like War of the Worlds. The sky was gripped with all of that particulate, that garbage that was some 40, 45 miles north of where the, when I got the report down there, that the sky was very eerie, and they thought, wow, what's happening into our, you know, to the sky? And then to come to find out that there was this fire that continued, and the heat warnings continue today. This is going to be a hot time. Philadelphia will be hot for sure, where the convention is. There's a dome of high pressure over the east, actually, affecting most of the country. The drought conditions here are unbelievable. I mowed some hay yesterday. I was on the tractor for about 4.5 hours, and I mowed 14, 15 acres of hay. And there's a lot of green in it, but a lot of brown. There's no moisture in the soil anymore, and if it's not a thick soil, then things are pretty browned out. And you'll be paying those of you who buy hay for your horses or whatever animals you may have. If you don't buy it now, there will be no second crop most anywhere in the country. You'll be paying a lot more money for it in the fall than you are now. Probably twice as much as you are, because it's just not going to be around. So we had some really interesting thunderstorms, though, here in New England. I don't know if you noticed it where you are in New York, but these microbursts came through on Friday night and Saturday night. They affect maybe a 2, 3, 4 square mile area, and that's it. And rip up trees. We had power out.
Wow.
And I haven't got my generator in here yet. Thank heavens I wasn't on the air. But the power outages and the trees that were down and that sort of thing, because the wind would blow in some circumstances 85, 90 miles an hour in just this little section. It was almost like a mini tornado. Rip up trees. And cause, what a mess.
We had threats of little pockets of thunderstorms, but we never got any.
Really?
Unless just where I was, we didn't have any. But maybe they were such tiny pockets, like you were saying, that maybe they were around.
Yes.
What did you have,
crazy?
Kara, down in Washington?
Well,
we had
pretty bad ones on Saturday night. But, yes, it wasn't everywhere. It wasn't where I live, but I saw my parents yesterday, and my dad was out for a bike ride on Saturday night on his way home, like, back to the house.
Yeah.
And, you know, it started raining, and he said, oh, it actually feels good because it's so hot outside when it's drizzly. And then
two minutes later,
he said, absolute downpour. You couldn't see anything. I mean, he had to stop riding because the entire trail was just flooding, basically. And it all happened in a matter of, you know, 30 seconds to a minute.
He was in the woods?
Yeah, he was on a trail in the woods.
That's weather a little scary with all the lightning possibilities.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's okay. So
weather forecasters say the city of Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, will feel like 108 degrees today.
Whew.
Yeah, Got your air conditioning on?
That's what we have here today, too. It's supposed to be 100, but with that humidity, it's going to be 108, 109.
All right. Over the weekend, Secretary of State John Kerry met in Vienna discussing an international focus on refrigerants, air conditioning. And John Kerry said air conditioners are as big a threat to the future of the world as Daesh is. Working together on the challenge of Daesh and terrorism, he said, it's hard for some people to believe this is of equal importance, but it really is, in order to save life on the planet itself. So if you have a current air conditioner, you're contributing to the death of the planet. And I don't,
what are we supposed
bit
to
of,
use?
Exactly. That, thank you. They haven't come up. They changed about 20 years ago on the kind of refrigerant you used to keep the air conditioners going in your car and home and stuff, and now that apparently is not good. We use enough of the bad stuff to make a mess of things, so he says.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Study that suggests that rock and roll music can increase the value of your home. Loud neighbors, typically bad news for people who are trying to sell their home, except apparently if they're famous musicians that are rocking in sold-out shows. Study released from Realtor.com found that homes within a mile of 20 outdoor concert venues around the country show an average of 9% premium on price. The location where it pays off the most is down in Tallahassee, where the median home is 78% more expensive than the surrounding zip code because it's close to a rock amphitheater. Let's see here. The other one that's interesting is Oklahoma City with the OK Zoo Amphitheater. Prices around that 68% more expensive than the adjacent zip code, not so close to the amphitheater.
I can understand if you're in the middle of sort of nowhere and then you have a concert venue nearby and then that would increase the value just because there's more to do. But yeah. I would think if you're in a city, the closer you are to a venue or a stadium would make your property value less. I mean, I'm not that far from Giant Stadium and I wouldn't want to live anywhere around Giant Stadium.
Well, my daughter literally lives under Dodger Stadium, under the Dodger Stadium's on the top of the hill, and she lives in the neighborhood underneath it. And I don't know that it affects the value. I haven't really asked her whether it affected the value of her home or not, because prices in Los Angeles normally are crazy anyway. It's hard
right.
to know what. But the Greek, speaking of L.A., the Greek, around the Greek Theater, a real estate 63% pricier than the next nearest zip code, where all the homes are basically the same. So there is some sort of premium that people are planning to be close to some of these venues for whatever the reason. Interesting study. Speaking of things to be studied, Meghan Trainor has done what so many other people now seem to want to do, And that is Sing with James Corden in his karaoke car karaoke. What do they call it? Karaoke.
Carpool karaoke.
Karaoke, that's it, right, yeah. But she was in Los Angeles at the aforementioned Greek Theater on Friday night with support from Haley Steinfeld, the Common Kings opening act. The Common Kings got a crowd to their feet, jamming various reggae rock-filled covers. Later, Ms. Steinfeld really set the energy for the night, performing her hit Love Myself. Didn't we play a piece of that last week?
Some of her new music from last Monday, yeah.
Yeah, I think we
She's doing
her.
Really well.
Yeah, right. So what surprised the audience was that Meghan Trainor brought out James Corden to sing the John Legend part in her duet, Like I'm Gonna Lose You. And I believe that was because of their experience that they had in carpool karaoke, right? He has quite a good voice.
He does.
This is what it sounds like. Crank it up, Carol. Right? Obviously, this was recorded in the audience.
Yeah.
Presence felt. There's nothing wrong with that because he's quite a talented guy, and I would be the first to admit I was wrong about him when he got started. I think.
Me too. I was with you.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's nice that we're together. 28 past the hour.
Giving is a lifestyle. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There was once a master who impacted the people of a certain land in a very profound way. When it came time for the master to leave the place, the people begged her to stay. So, she agreed on one condition. I will stay, she said, if you all agree to donate at least one coin every day. At first, they were all too happy to agree, but then someone spoke up and asked, well, can't we just give a larger sum once a month? To which the master replied, no, because I want you to learn that giving to others is something that you do every day, not just one day a month. And although it does not have to be a monetary donation, the same is true for you and me. Giving is something that occurs every day. For more on emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's a bit of a square, which is not to say it sits at home practicing the clarinet. This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's square on the outside and bold on the inside. A cup that dares to mix crunchy bits of Butterfinger right into its creamy, smooth, peanut buttery goodness. A cup that grabs life by the wrapper and says, yeah, life, give me more of your crispity, crunchity Butterfinger bits. Smooth.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Getting past the weekend into the activity of the week. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen at the controls. The glass ceiling in politics for women. The Democratic National Committee has been chaired by a woman who's going to be fired today, appropriately enough. So we have.
I find her really
focus.
Annoying. Can I just
she's
say
been
that?
Always annoying. She's a very. She has been. You wonder how people like that get into those positions.
I mean, I'm just glad she's going to go away. I know. There's just too much weird stuff around her. Even, like, the Hamilton tickets and stuff.
Energy.
I don't know. There's just, yeah, exactly.
The energy around her has always been bad.
Yep.
So, anyway. But the point ought not to be, and this is what she didn't realize. Excuse me. She didn't realize. This is not about her. It's about running a large organization, and she was trying to run it like it was a backyard barbecue. And that she was in charge of everything and alienated a lot of people who worked hard. I just ignored them. I'd love to know what her sign is. That's one of the things we ought to do when we have our friend Maria Trilogy with us each week. We ought to find people that we want to know more about, get what their sign is, what their birth date is, as much as we can, and have
September 27th.
Okay, there you go. So we'll bring
which
that information.
Make her Scorpio.
No, September 27th? No, it would make her a Librin.
Oh, Libra, right.
Yes, right. But then there's more to it. Sometimes you're going to find out where their rising sign is. That's just their birth sign, the sun sign.
Yeah.
Anyway, the point is that she is an egomaniac who has done a disservice to a lot of people that have worked hard. But I bring myself around to wondering about women in politics. You get people, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz or any others who are negatively portrayed, people, I don't want to get a sense from people that we're attacking them because they're women, which would be the wrong message. This woman, if she were a man, I mean, it doesn't make a difference. We say this woman, comma, who's chairperson, but the appropriate reference is this person, because in this case, there are plenty of men who act the same way and who have made it very uncomfortable. The guy who runs the Republican National Committee, Rince Priebus, or whatever his name is, he's as much of a clown as she is. I don't get how he got to where he is either. They're both clowns. So anyway, the point is the focus is on Hillary Clinton, like her or not. The glass ceiling and women in politics, if you take the 435 seats in the House and 100 senators, there's still a long way from being parity here. 50-50 just isn't. Ought there to be more parity? I think there ought to be, but that is just me. I don't know. And then that gets back around to people say, well, Doug, you're always talking about not judging people by their color or their religion or their sex. It's just whoever is most qualified. Yes, and I find women, for the most part, to be more qualified for most of these jobs than men. And I've said that. You've been around me now how long, Victoria? 6 months? How long have you been?
I think around? 4 months.
4 months, okay.
Yeah.
Have I been very consistent in saying that pretty much across the board almost daily?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Women are better at
And you're
most
not just
things.
Saying it for the sake of trying to say, oh, women are great. And you know,
no,
not
people who have been around me for a long time know that's a very consistent thing that I've said right along. I believe that women. Now, is it just any women?
No.
Are some better than others? Yeah. There are a lot of people who will vote for Hillary Clinton because she's a woman, which is a serious mistake. You vote for her because she's better in your mind, not because she's a woman, but because she's better. But look at the focus, the stereotypical focus on women. Look at how Donald Trump brought out his daughter to try to attract women to vote for him. Did it work? I don't know. We'll see whether it works or it doesn't work. And that, by the way, brings me around to something else. I was talking to a friend of mine over the weekend who was very dismayed at the choices that we have. I noticed Michael Bloomberg said he was going to support Hillary Clinton. I wish the heck he'd run himself.
Yeah, but agree there.
Yeah. Under the circumstances, though, what are we thinking when we look at these people? This lady said to me, well, I'm sorry, I have only two choices. Well, you had more choices. I said, did you vote in the primary? No. Why didn't you vote in the primary? Well, because it's not the general election. There are more important decisions made in primaries, ladies and gentlemen, than there are when it gets right down to brass tacks. Mm-hmm. The choices that you have, look at how many Republicans there were. What? At one point, there were like 24, right?
Was something like that, yeah.
And so it got narrowed down. On the Democrat side, there were nowhere near that many because everybody wanted to stand clear from getting attacked if he didn't support Hillary, except for Bernie, who didn't get the memo. And he almost upset the apple cart.
Yeah.
In fact, many people think he still may, or his supporters still may, upset the apple cart. Because there's stridency in not liking Hillary. You see examples, if you're watching some of the stories, the behind-the-scenes stories from Philadelphia, you see lots of people. We're talking about tens of thousands of people who are there that are Bernie Sanders supporters that don't like any of this stuff. And they're going to try to disrupt what goes on. It sort of makes my heart feel good. It's not just disrupting the Republicans, but disrupting the Democrats. I like to see disruption, because I think the status quo is bad. So anyway, it'll be interesting to see with the heat and everything how things change or what the focus is. But
how smelly it'll be, too, with the fart in.
Yes, right, exactly, the fart in. Yes. How many people are... paying attention to fashion trends. Are you a fashionista? I think you're... I've only been around you actually once. So you were wearing a blue dress. I remember that. Sort of highlighted your blue eyes.
I have very, very, very dark brown eyes. So you had me there, and then you lost me.
Oh.
You remember the dress, but yeah.
Right. But I didn't... Really?
Yes.
That's interesting. Well, you had dark eyes. I thought they were dark blue. There you go. Clothing for women and the age quotient. As young women grow, teenager, young adulthood, is there a rule? Does your mother teach you how to dress? Victoria, Kara, when you were growing up, did your mother say, this is how you are supposed to look, this is how you are supposed to be perceived?
Sure, yeah, you get some guidance from your mom. I mean, there's always like a little girl rebellious stage where you want to pick out all of your own clothes and usually none of it matches. And some moms let you go with it and some moms don't.
Well, yeah, I mean, when I was a little kid, I picked out my own clothes and they were some funky outfits. But I would say my mom does not exactly have a sense of fashion, so I feel like I didn't, I mean... I learned how to buy clothes from her, but I wouldn't take her advice on what to wear. Sorry, Mom.
That's funny. Wow. Sorry, Kara's mom.
Did your mother go braless?
Maybe. Not anymore. I mean, when she was growing up, she was, like, really, really thin. I'm the only person in my family with a chest, really, of any sort, so I think everyone else in my family could go without.
Uh-huh.
Even your two sisters, too?
Yeah, they all got the butt jeans.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. So this trend here, what about your mother, Victoria? Did she tell you to always be prim and proper?
Oh, yes. Fancy Nancy. Yes, for sure.
Fancy Nancy.
Oh, yeah.
Fancy Nancy. So does she ever comment on the way that you are attired?
Always. Always.
Does she?
Yes.
What does she say?
Well, she's learned to only say positive things. So now if I wear something that she likes, then she'll always comment on that.
Yeah.
But it's mostly been about my hair.
Really?
She's got, yeah, moms and daughters have a thing about hair, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So I cut
like
a lot.
I cut, like, you cut your hair?
Yes. I cut like 8 or 9 inches off, and my mom mm-hmm. loves it, and that's all mm-hmm. she talks about now. So.
Well, there's a trend, apparently. I'm not one who's been following this, but I see that others are. Victoria's Secret. Some of the other lingerie retailers are noticing a major uptick in the sales of bralettes. So I'm going to have a description, because I don't know the difference between a bra and a bralette, although I can infer from the name that a bralette is a small bra.
Yes, generally I would say lacy, at least the ones in style now, because people are wearing them under, like, more sheer stuff, or, you know, it's supposed to be kind of fancier looking, so people actually see it, but it doesn't have any of the support that I would say, like, it doesn't have any underwire, it doesn't have the support that a bra would normally have.
It's why almost like a mini crop top, but lingerie inspired.
Yeah.
Why would you need an underwire bra unless you were big-breasted?
Well, I don't know. Some people think it's comfortable. I prefer them. I mean, they get kind of annoying if you wear them for a long time. But, yeah, most people who have bigger chests would wear them because they're supportive. If you just wear, say, a bralette or something similar, then you kind of have saggy boob syndrome.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't know, and I don't know that any man, it's kind of like having children. There are very few men who know what it feels like to wear a bra. And I don't, you know, I mean, that under the circumstances, I've never really asked anybody that I was close to what it was like. And I could go one step further, but I'm not going to with what I say oftentimes.
Let's just say it's a unanimous feeling for all women that when you get home, the feeling of getting to take your bra off is like the best feeling in the world.
Really?
There are some women who, yes, there are some friends of mine where I've said, oh, hey, we've got spontaneous plans or something. You want to just go and do this? And I've had girlfriends say, nah, I already took my bra off, which means you're in for the night. Yes.
Wow. So there's a shift, though, in what goes on the street, apparently. And is it being brought about by celebrities who normally are trendsetters in this sort of thing? Are there a lot of celebrities who are not wearing bras, and that's why this thing is gaining some momentum?
Yeah, there is a huge fashion trend. I see it all the time in L.A. and in New York. The style, they call them the street style girls. Yeah. Yeah, it's bizarre to me because I could never, ever wear this kind of look, and I wouldn't. But, you know, Kara and I are in the big boob club, so this is not a look for us. But this is definitely something you see all the time now.
It seems to be universal. If Jennifer were here, she'd be on this bandwagon as well as the big boob.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel comfortable. It's okay for you to say it, but I don't feel comfortable saying it.
Why?
What, the big boob club?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. You're not being creepy or weird. Not at all. If anything, it's the opposite. Maybe it's a generational thing, but I think it comes across as you're being very supportive of us. No pun intended.
Really? Okay, that's good to know. In the meantime, as you look around at some of the clothing children are wearing, the back-to-school efforts people have as the big retailers are making changes, there are a lot of children, boys and girls, that are wearing the same kind of clothing, the unisex stuff. Mm-hmm. It has gone down into the elementary and junior high school.
I don't blame them because most women, and I don't know exactly how it transfers to girls' clothing, but for women, most of the time the materials are thinner. They're not as, they don't last as long. They don't keep you as warm. So women shop in the men's clothing section too, just because you can get better made clothes there.
It's so true. If you buy a pair of women's socks and like little ankle socks you'd wear with your running shoes or whatever, and you buy the equivalent, the same pair of socks, same brand that they make for men, the men's socks will last twice as long.
Why?
Because they know women are more fickle with fashion, and we're more disposable in that sense. Like we'll go and throw them out and get something new. Yeah, and men need stuff that doesn't wear out, and that's how they shop.
Yeah, my clothing, some of the stuff I've had for some people laugh. I mean, I've had a lot of stuff that I wear casually for years.
Right.
It's 48 past the hour.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it? Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stub and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason. Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone. That's tough. They all sound great. I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Past the hour, Tech Talk time, and there is a warning attached to today's Tech Talk. If you're a Verizon user, look out. I would say for any number of reasons, if you're a Verizon user, look out. There are very few things about Verizon that I find palatable or positive. But here's something, actually there are a couple of things involving Verizon that you probably want to know about, so we'll get to them in just a moment here.
Firestone Complete Auto Care is celebrating 90 years of keeping cars running newer, longer. Visit your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and get a $70 prepaid card by mail when you buy four eligible Bridgestone tires. See store or drive a Firestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. Kiddo worry-free smoke and carbon monoxide alarms with a sealed-in lithium battery offering 10 years of protection and no more battery chirps. They're also designed to help you choose the right alarm for the right location. Don't wait. Buy Kiddo's worry-free alarms today at the Home Depot.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You find yourself lying on a beach, feeling warm sand sink between your toes. You ask a passing seagull how you achieved this bliss. Saving money, the seagull whispers, by bundling your auto and motorcycle insurance. You thank the seagull. He steals your sandwich.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance. Bundle your policies and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
All right, so Verizon has agreed to buy, the announcement we made today, is going to spend almost $5 billion to buy Yahoo. At the end of the day, Verizon is such a badly run company, and Yahoo is such a badly run company, the two of them deserve each other, apparently. I don't know what happens to those of us who have Yahoo accounts, but there isn't. You'll not hear me say much good about Verizon. I think they're one of the worst examples, like American Airlines, of companies that just get so big, so out of control, so monolithic, they're monopolies. The state of Massachusetts can't control Verizon and my access to use a special line that I used to have at my other property because they don't want to. That's all. They don't want to switch it. They just said, we don't want to. That's it. We don't want to. We charge you whatever we want. We'll do whatever we want. And if you don't like it, screw you.
Right.
And basically, that's the thing that I get from the message for customers who are using excessive data.
They are giving that same message, yes.
Yeah. So
a lot of people are panicked about this. Well, if you are a Verizon user and you have... Now, this is Verizon cell phone usage.
Yeah.
If you are a Verizon cell customer and you have an unlimited data package, which probably stems from a few years ago when unlimited data, all of the cell phone companies had the same thing. They were competing to get customers.
Yeah.
Well, now Verizon's dumping anyone who has unlimited data. And if you have unlimited data and you use an excessive amount, which is very interesting the way they describe excessive amount, but if you are a user of Verizon and you use a lot of data, you have until August 31st, and this is where Verizon is being very, as you were saying, they're being dictators about this.
Uh-huh.
They're saying if you don't sign up for one of their new plans by August 31st, you will literally turn on your phone and it will not work on September 1st.
Uh-huh.
They're not even giving you any other options. Your phone will be shut off.
Yeah.
And this has a lot of Verizon users really panicked, because if you have a family share plan where you have maybe 100 gigs a month of data usage that gets spread out amongst your four family members,
mm-hmm.
those kinds of plans are going to have to be reevaluated. So if you have little kids, or even high school kids, or if even now you're an adult and you're playing Pokemon Go all the time, you should definitely look into checking your data usage, because you could be forced to be paying now $450 a month for a 100 gig package. That's a ridiculous amount of money to me for cell phone usage.
Yeah. That's
$450 a month. I
like
AT&T.
It or love it. So Sprint ought to do pretty well after this.
Sprint's going to do well. T-Mobile, you're going to see now. You're going to see Boost Mobile. You're going to see a lot of the other companies really trying to grab some of these Verizon customers. I've had AT&T unlimited data forever since my first cell phone, and they've never threatened to eliminate unlimited data. I don't know why Verizon is doing this. They claim it's because they want all of their customers to have an equal experience and that they have so much data to go around.
They want to screw their customers equally.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they want to do.
That's my takeaway. Yep.
Yep, mine as well. Warner Brothers is developing a new film entitled Worst Tinder Date Ever. Apparently, there are some new movies being based on some of these apps. What do you make of that?
Angry Birds. Angry Birds was the first app-based movie, and I didn't see it. I don't have kids, but people with kids loved it, and even the adults loved it. Yeah. So the Tinder, which is a dating app, that's going to be the next big movie. We'll see.
Yeah, really? All right. Something for us to do next weekend, no doubt. After Star Wars dissipates. It's 59 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.